boat was still on plane, but we were there, you know, there was no speed limit. And theirs was a pretty big sailboat. So I passed wide of him. I saw the guy sitting there. I waved at him, and he didn't wave back. He just stared at me. I don't know what he was on the rag about. Maybe he just hated me in that luxury cruiser going by with my sweet baby. Well, he had that nasty old wench on his boat with the pancake tatas. But that doesn't give him the right to be rude, you know? I wanted him to wave at me, and I was determined to make him wave. So I backed down. I waited for him to catch up and go by me. I waved again. He still didn't wave. Now I put myself in gear, and I got right up on his butt. I mean, my anchor, you know how it hangs off the bow? Almost knocked his hat off. I was right on my head, and I leaned on the horn. Hey, schmuck! Yeah! You gonna wave at me now? But of course, he and his wife are rolling around on their deck because that thing is so loud, that horn. Nah. I mean, not only is the horn loud the way it comes from the factory, I've had a supercharger put on that bad boy. So the decibel level, I mean, obviously I ruptured both his eardrums because as I was leaning on the horn, I could see both of them clutching their skulls. Wave, you maggot! Yeah. Wave! I'll teach you lousy scum! Pompous idiots, huh? They don't wave at me! I threw a line over and I tied up to their boat. I grabbed the old geezer and his wife. I brought them on board. I put some ice packs on their ears. My dog was looking at them as if to say, please. Let me take a bite out of their behind. Let me chop them in the throat. I said, all right, son. Go to town. Yeah. He was biting them the way dogs will do, you know. He sunk his teeth in and then just shook his head. He sinks his teeth in and they were just flopping around like rag doll. There was blood coming out of their ears. Then there was blood coming from their puncture wounds. By now, they were glazed. I grabbed the old guy by the collar. I said, you see what you could have avoided by just waving? You could have remembered to wave again, you schmuck. But no, he wasn't answering me. He was beyond answering anybody. That's when my honey said, you think we should send them below and give them to him? Said, yes, we should. We haven't given him anything to play with in a long time. Him is the weird guy I got working in my engine room. It's so hot in there, and the engines are so noisy. He has long since turned into a lunatic. But he knows his engines. That's why my engines run so smooth, you can eat off those bad boys. That's because he lives in there. Every now and then, I open the hatch and throw raw meat down there. Because I don't want him out. He's too weird. He's too shit. He's unfit for society. He is fit only to live in my boiler room. That's why when I opened the hatch and threw that old couple down there, I could see that he was pleased.
Habadu gaga, habadu gaga, habadu gaga, habadu gaga.
Get him!
Get up!
All right, that's enough, I said. Leave him alone.
I looked at my watch. I said, oh, for crying out loud, we got to go to that, honey, we're getting late. We're late. She said, all right. So help me with these people. We grabbed the old keys. She said, but now we're bleeding and oozing and seeping. I said, yeah, lead him on the deck there. We said, this is true. Let's put an end to this. What do you say? And so sure enough, all right, help me with the woman here. All right, help me. Lean her up against the railing here. She's going off. I cry it out loud. She's hung up. I hate to push people with my feet. I get my shoes all dashed. All right, honey, come on, let's go. We got to get dressed, we're going to be late for church, all right? It's been a long time since my last confession, and I...
You're rocking with Washington's best job.